Okay, glad you're here tonight. Welcome back, you travelers. Bring you up to say what we're going to pray about tonight. Our focus of prayer is going to be for the country. That's the emphasis of the prayer. I remind you that this is not a political rally, and we're not here to talk about candidates or pray. Well, you can pray for them, but you're not here to promote your position. You're here to pray for the country. Let me just share some of the passages I want for y'all to think about as you begin to pray. So if you have your Bible, you might want to just take them. And it's good to have a good crowd here tonight in July. This is pretty good. The first one I want to share with you, you'll find in Psalm 33:12. Anybody know what that is? Anybody grew up in Arizona and it was on Channel 10 every day?
Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord.
That's exactly right. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord. We want, as you pray, I want to encourage you to focus on our nation being brought back to that place where people begin once again to return to seeking God for who He is. And that's going to have to happen in our homes, of course. That's going to have to happen in our churches. And certainly it's going to have to happen in our nation. So if you would remember that as you pray. The next verse I want to share with you is in the book of Daniel. So if you have your Bible, turn to the book of Daniel. I read a thing that while you're turning there, I read a thing today where the question was given, have we gone too far? Now that's an interesting question. Has a nation gone too far that it cannot be turned back? Only God knows if that's true. But we got to keep, as long as there's life, there's hope, so we got to keep praying like God can still bring us back. So in the fourth chapter of the book of Daniel, two verses here, they have to do with Nebuchadnezzar. And you remember that Nebuchadnezzar thought he was greater than God. And in these two verses, they're very similar. Here's what it said, verse 25. Last part of it says, They shall wet you with the dew of heaven, and seven times shall pass over you, till you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomever He chooses. And then we go to verse 32, and it's pretty much the same thing. It says, they shall make you eat grass like oxen, seven times shall pass over you, until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. Go down to verse 34, and this is the good stuff right here. So it says, at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me, and I blessed the Most High and praised and honored Him who lives forever. For His dominion is everlasting dominion, and His kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. He does according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth. No one can restrain His hand or say to Him, what have you done? So think about that. We pray tonight for our country as we gather in our small groups in just a few moments. We pray that God's Spirit would move upon this country. You can't get much worse if you've read history. You can't get much worse than Nebuchadnezzar.
No.
Whoever our next president is, you can't get... Well, you say, well, we're leaving that where it is, okay? But you can't get much worse. Nebuchadnezzar, he was a despot. I mean, he was not only... He was a complete sovereign, and when he said, you're dead, you're dead. And he didn't ask anybody's permission. And who would have thought Nebuchadnezzar could change? I love the end of chapter 4 that we just read. You know what it tells me? Nebuchadnezzar no longer just talks about Daniel's God. Nebuchadnezzar now talks about his God. It's an incredible move of the Holy Spirit on this evil king, and his heart was changed, and his heart was brought toward God. So I encourage you as you pray tonight for our nation. Again, we stay away from the political things tonight. We're praying for our nation. God can do. God can change hearts. You believe that? God can change. He did Nebuchadnezzar's. He can change hearts. So as we look ahead for our nation, do that. Now I'm going to conclude with one more verse, and then I'll split you guys up in different groups. Go to 1 Timothy chapter 2. And in 1 Timothy chapter 2, Paul puts the responsibility of prayer for our nation upon us. Look at what he says here in 1 Timothy chapter 2, starting with verse 1. He says, "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that all supplications, prayer, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Why would he have us pray in such a way? Verse 4 tells us. How will they know about the gospel if the church doesn't do what the church is called to do? How will they know? And we are called and required to pray. It says for all men here. But he also says for those who are in authority, you know, he doesn't say if you're in agreement with them. He says that you pray for them. God can change anybody's heart. You have to believe that. If you don't believe that, then we're just sort of spinning our wheels here. And certainly as you look to the leadership of our country and the direction our country is going, not only morally, it's just everything. God is gone in a lot of people's minds. And unfortunately, a lot of our leaders, that's true. And there are decisions that are being made in the executive branch, in the legislative branch, and in the judicial branch that are so contrary to God today, you wonder if there's any consideration of who God is anymore. And the only thing that's going to make a difference is if God, by His sovereign will, decides to move on this country. The question, have we already gone too far? Only God knows. And since we don't know, we must pray. And we must ask God to be merciful to His church and to this country. So what we're going to do, I'm going to stop recording it right there.